There is a fifth dimension, beyond that which is known to man. It is a dimension as vast as space and as timeless as infinity. This is the dimension of imagination. It is an area which we call...
Homemade Hit Show number 25. I'm back. I just don't know. Last week I was walking down the street. Some guy grabbed me, shoved me in a coal shed, locked the gate, and made me record some words, and that was it. Next thing I know, I've escaped, and somebody else ran my show this week. Yes, Hugh has finally released me from his basement. All right, let's start with a song from David Treiner. David couldn't get me an intro, so I've made an exception for him, and I'm going to read this out. I think he recorded this on a Zoom recorder, and here's what he said. Hi there, my name's David Treiner. I wrote the song Up the Monkey Run about 14 years ago for a local community stage musical, which was presented around the area where I lived. I recently decided to record this on my home recording equipment, and now I'd like to share it with you. I hope you enjoy it. This is Up the Monkey Run.
Some loving I need a new game who I can show to my friends. But first I'll comb my head, we'll have to shave everywhere. It drives the girls wild from beginning to end. I try to be cool. Talking to myself while everyone's gone. shining through. I'm going up the Monkey Run, but I can have some fun. Me and the view goes along the way, yeah. Come if you want to come up the Monkey Run, and we'll romance the night away. I'm going up the Monkey Run, well, I can have some fun. Me and a few girls along the way, yeah. Come if you want to come up the Monkey Run.
Good start there, yeah. David Treiner and Up the Monkey Run. It's kind of weird taking a week off. I kind of spent most of the week feeling like I'd forgotten to do something. Started to build up a nice backlog of songs and ready to play. So please be patient if you haven't heard your song yet. However, I still want you to keep sending them with intros, so send them to homemadehitshow@gmail.com. I thought Hugh did a great job, even though he snuck in an instrumental. And so if Hugh or anyone else wants to take a stab at guest hosting, let me know. Although I think Hugh found out it's kind of hard and thankless work. Hugh's been highly recommending me to the iacmusic.com website. It's a song hosting music forum with lots of charts and the like, so go check it out. As a continued thank you, but actually in truth because I absolutely love this song, we're now going to hear Hugh Hamilton's Time to Remember.
It's the Homemade Hit Show.
If it ain't a homemade hit, it's a piece of...
Yo, Tony, this is your buddy Hugh in Philadelphia, home of Rocky. Yeah, Rocky Balboa. I wrote Time to Remember on my daughter's guitar. I bought her an acoustic nylon string, small scale guitar, tuned it to an open tuning so she could learn the nursery rhyme songs that have three chords. And then the only problem we ran into was that I couldn't put that guitar down for about a year. I wrote a number of songs on that guitar in that tuning and used that guitar to record them. Time to Remember is probably my favorite. And I played my Rickenbacker bass. All the percussion sounds come from a Korg keyboard. And if I were to re-record this song, I would use real percussive instruments. That's just me. And I recorded it on my Roland VS-2480, which I really, really like. Okay, have a good show. Thanks for playing the song.
Berlin und ihr hört Tonys fantastische Homemade Hit Show und www.homemadehitshow.com.
Hi there, my name is Ian Churchwood of the legendary 10 Seconds and this is my song Can't Find a Girlfriend, recorded in my basement at Rockley Torquay using a Yamaha 8-track mini disc recorder and a power Mac. It's all meant to be humorous and a bit of fun, so I hope you enjoy listening to it.
I can't find a girlfriend anywhere. Tried lonely hearts and under the stairs. Looked in the cupboard and in the hall.
I had a dream she was living next door.
Now you know why I'm feeling blue. I need a girl just like you. What I'm going through, I need a girl just like you. I can't find a girlfriend anywhere, on the internet or wearing flares. Tried using glasses and a telescope.
It's out of focus, my life's a joke.
Why I'm feeling blue, I need a girl just like you. You don't know what I'm going through, I need a girl just like you. I'm gonna have to search the whole wide world just to find a certain kind of girl. Find a girlfriend anywhere. I ask and ask, but no one cares. Bought a fast car to be cool.
Wrapped it round a lamppost, what a fool.
Now you know why I'm feeling blue. I need a girl just like you. You don't know what I'm going through. I need a girl.
A girlfriend? Then you need Can't Find a Girlfriend Dating Agency. I'm sure that even a complete loser like you can be fixed up with someone equally as desperate.
Great song. That was Can't Find a Girlfriend by the legendary 10 Seconds. And before that, you heard the wonderful Time to Remember by Hugh Hamilton. Some of you know I've been struggling with a new mic in the last couple of weeks, and I'm actually recording this podcast back in the car with the Zoom PS04 and the SM58 knockoff. I bought a Studio Projects B1 condenser mic, and I've had a really hard time getting used to it. Since it's better than the SM58 copy, it's kind of picking up all the flaws in my environment. I got AC, fans, noises. The biggest problem actually is more room echo. I've kind of perfected the art of recording with my other mic, and I'm still not convinced this new mic is the right thing for me. Give me a good old Zoom PS04 and a cheap mic any day. All right, here's a quick contest for you. This is from Joel Benj. The Thinking and Driving podcast at thinkinganddriving.com. He's looking for an intro song, something like my Thomas DiCamino classic. He has the details here. The sound quality isn't that great on this, but give him a listen and send in some themes.
Hi, this is Joel Benz from the thinkinganddriving.com podcast. This is a call going out to Tony and all the listeners of the homemadehitshow.com podcast. I'm looking for a theme song. The band you're listening in the background is a good friend of mine named Splitsville. They've been gracious enough to loan me their song Day Job to use as my theme song. But you know what? I kind of want something that's mine. So here's what we're going to do. Tony's been gracious enough to offer up his podcast as a vehicle to have a contest. So what we want you to do is write a song, including the key phrase, thinking and driving, and send it into the Homemade Hit Show. Tony's going to play it on his show, and we're going to listen and pick one to be the official theme song of the thinkinganddriving.com podcast. So head on over to thinkinganddriving.com to subscribe, and you'll get a little idea of what my show's about. It's a commute cast. I'm actually recording right now as I drive home. Actually, I'm driving to work. Sometimes I get confused. So I'm driving to work, recording this in my car, so that's key. It's all about driving, commuting, the life of an office monkey. I'm looking for something that's a cross between Led Zeppelin, Devo, Jimi Hendrix, and no, well, you'll kind of just get an idea. So once again, we're looking for a theme song. Tony will tell you a little bit more. Thinkinganddriving.com. Subscribe, write some music, send it in, and drive with me next time. Remember, don't think and drive. Leave that up to me.
Okay, so send the intro songs to me, and maybe between me and Joel we can come up with a small prize. Also check in the forum at www.homemadehitshow.com/forum, where there's another podcast looking for a theme, and they actually have a real prize. This one's from the How To Girl podcast, and I'll link them in my show notes. Back to the music. This next song has two introductions, no less, in keeping with the international feel of this show. This is Goran Dipner and his band Burning Sven with I'm Tired of Waiting.
Tjena, det här är Göran, helt svensk och grundaren av Burning Sven, en cyberpoporkestra. Den här sången har jag spelat in här hemma i min hemstudio, så kallade. Jag har lite, ja, några billiga kondensatormickar, jag har lite basic inspelningsutrustning. Hey guys, this is Göran from Sweden. I'm also a proud member of the Cyberpop Orchestra Burning Sven, which I started a few years ago. This rock song is recorded here in my home studio. I use a PC, got some cheap condenser mics, got some basic recording gear, and I use Logic for software. Okay, bye from Sweden.
Tired of being all alone. She was tired of. The Homemade Hit Show, the show that makes all the other stations run home to their mommies.
And now for the cultural part of the evening. We bring you Atlanta, Georgia's very own folk goddess. The song you're about to hear is called On My Own. It goes out to everyone navigating that single life journey, hoping that someday someone will take hold of your heart. Words and music are by the folk goddess herself, and the song was engineered and produced by J. David Leonard of Reveal Audio Services, located in Marietta, Georgia. For more originals by the folk goddess, please visit folkgoddess@myspace.com.
My life's been as such, I don't know what's right or what's wrong anymore. Sent back to the ground floor, looking up to the sky for answers to why it just doesn't make sense, the years that I've spent on my own. I learned how to love, I learned how to be on my own. Find my way through it, grappling with all the unknown. To lighten the path with my heart, to find my way home. To pray someday I'd no longer be on my own. Some things are what they are, they cannot be changed, and I can't interfere with the order of things or the sadness it brings. Though I try with my might, it still doesn't make sense, the years that I've spent on my own. I learned how to love, I learned how to be on my own. To find my way through it, grappling with all the unknown. To lighten the path with my heart, to find my way home. To pray someday I'd no longer be on my own. Here I stand, with my heart in my hand, wanting someone to hold it, shape it, mold it, squeeze the love out, leave me with no doubt that it now all makes sense, the years that I've spent on my own. I learned how to love, I learned how to be on my own. I learned how to be on my own. way through it, grappling with all the unknown. To lighten the path with my heart, to find my way home. To pray someday I'd no longer be. To pray someday I'd no longer be. To pray someday I'd no longer be on my own.
Cool music. That was On My Own by the folk goddess Sherry Moss. She had some trouble recording me an intro, but got creative by using her cell phone and emailing me the file. Very nice. I'm starting to learn one of the problems of podcasting in your car in California in this hot weather. I guess I was going to say this summer, but it's about 89 degrees outside right now. I can't record with the AC on, and I'm burning up, so I'm going to have to take a pause. And I'll be back in a few moments. Of course, you won't know any difference because I'll just turn off the recorder. But I'm going to have to turn the AC on for a while. All right, I'm back. I hope you enjoyed that break there, which for me was 5 minutes. I always love to get hate mail, so I thought I'd read another one for you. I'll keep the name private. What I found amusing is that this email comes from a female who has a lot of inspirational and Christian music on her site, and she seems a little confused between Hugh and myself. Here we go. Don't bother me no more, asskisser at IAC. Do not spam me more with this. I first contacted you a while back showing you my URL music. Ignored. Then you keep sending stuff, asking if I have music. Why do I have to jump through hoops? Why do I have to record an intro? Other podcasters play me. I am good. Why bullcrap spam? Oh, I'm having trouble even reading this. They let me know when I'm up. Why an intro? What's the point? I'll be on lots of podcasts when you're no longer around. Not spam. So go back, Hugh, to IAC and spam more. Add the same old crap. You haven't even listened to me. Oh, I enjoy this stuff. Hugh tells me she's harassed him and some others at IAC to the point where there's actually a special station made in her honor. Okay, time to wrap it up. Keep sending the emails. Thanks to those posting comments in the forum. It's much appreciated by me and by the artists. The website is www.homemadehitshow.com. /forum to get to the forum. And send me some emails at homemadehitshow@gmail.com. Please visit the artist's websites and let them know that you heard their songs on the show. And let me know if I'm spamming you. This last song is from a band called Lo-Fi, and it's called Hold On. I'll let them introduce it themselves, and I'll say goodbye, and I'll see you all next week. Bye.
How you doing? My name's Frank. I'm from the band Lo-Fi. We're a band based in Southern Connecticut. We'd like to say, before we go on any further, thank you, Homemade Hit Show, for playing our songs. And the song coming up is called Hold On, which was one of those tunes that was thought of, written, and recorded in 2 days. The idea was environment, lyrically speaking, about points of no return. Are we there? Can we turn back? Can we save what's happening? Can we change what's happening? Because I'll tell you right now, we're going to be gone. The earth will still be here. So let's get smart, folks. We ain't saving the world. We're saving ourselves. So hold on. Take care.
Like I notice the subtle changes, and it makes it harder and harder to turn the other cheek. So wouldn't you say it's worth it to save us? More?
but it's time to go. And we'll see you next time on the Homemade Hit Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, Tony has left the building.